Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes.
Man, Bernstein and Holmes, best show in radio. I love it, boys.
Middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Simply the best!
Listen, I think today is it's a historical day for the PGA Tour and the game of golf. And it's a historical day for the PIF and the DP World Tour. And you're right. You know, there's been a lot of tension in our sport over the last couple of years. But what we're talking about today is coming together to unify the game of golf and to do so under one umbrella. And David, the way that we're doing that is we're creating a for-profit LLC that the PIF is going to invest in alongside the DP World Tour. And together, we're going to move forward and we're going to take efforts to grow and expand this great game.
That ain't it. That's Jay Monahan trying to squirm his way into explaining. Just say they bought you out. Just say you caved and it was enough.
They called our bluff. Yeah. And we don't have the resources to fight and survive. So we decided that we were not going to.
Yeah, we weren't going to win this fight, and we took the money, and that's it. We took the check. They cut us a check. And we took the check, and now we'll figure out what this all is. And it just sucks. And I know you're saying that this doesn't change the way you look at how you enjoy the game of golf. It does. You know, I was just texting my kid. I was going to go over to play it again. I was going to get a high loft wedge that I need for my bag, and I was looking forward to it. We've got a big scramble event that we're playing in on Saturday, and excited about it. But I have to say it does make it a little weird. I'll get over it.
Yeah,
I'm not going to stop playing, but I'm just telling you, it doesn't feel, because I'm just not happy about golf right now. It's a larger schema for me, and I can't quite explain why, but I don't know. It just doesn't. I'm not looking forward to it as much as I was, because now I'm thinking about golf and I'm thinking about this, and now I'm conflating negative feelings with positive feelings. And I didn't want to have to do that.
I think compartmentalization is one of my superpowers.
Hey, man, that's a great for mental health. And any mental health professional will tell you, if you got those Tupperware in your head and you can keep the lids on and move them around and open up when you need them, that's takes remarkable intelligence.
Because to me, I look at your relationship with golf like it's your relationship with your family. Like, it's you and your dad, and it's you, yes, and your son.
This is what I was going to get into. It's also helped me.
It's you and nature.
And it is. It's where the birds are.
And to me, I don't think that you should allow, I don't think anyone who's a fan of the game of golf should allow whatever's happened here with the PGA and LIV Tour to take that away. That feels like giving them a victory that they don't deserve. That feels like allowing them to interlope into your life, where that game is like, there's a, I think that you should still be able to enjoy it for the reasons that you enjoy it without conflating the PGA Tour to it.
I'm sure I will. It just in the moment, it's just a fresh kind of wound, I guess. And it's summer, and this is when we play.
Yeah.
And
you should still play.
And it has been really, the sport's been really important in for even when, you know, Jace was really little. And here's part of it, too. Golf is the sport where you self-report your mistakes. You have to sign your scorecard. And if you make contact with the ball, if you took an extra stroke, or back in the day, when it was illegal, if you had a double hit that maybe nobody saw, it's on you to report that. And the teaching of etiquette, the teaching of looking at, of repairing your ball mark, the teaching of not stepping in someone's line. There's so many courtesies. There's so many little things, so many little courtesies that I know from a young age as a dad, just it's little things like this. When to be quiet, where not to stand, how to yell four, where you can and can't drive your cart. All of these things about common etiquette were always based in something about the game. And I know they still are, and it doesn't mean this is licensed for everybody to play like Trump at Doral, but it is still it has made the sport special in some ways about bringing along this idea of what you are supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do, and that underpinned, I think, some of where Rory McIlroy, this people talk about righteousness or people talk about arrogance. I do think that it is. It's a racist, elitist sport of privileged people. And I know that I had my opportunity to learn how to play because of white privilege. Period. Paragraph. I know it and I understand it. But it was always something that also had a compass to it about sportsmanship. And
a little self-righteous, though.
More than a little.
I mean, it's got a lot of
more than a little
baseball policey.
Yeah, but it's not. It. But it's more than that. It's also like minimal impact camping. It's about taking care of nature. It's about leaving that green. You know, you repair your ball marker, you repair your divots, and you do that stuff for a reason, because you're helping the next people that come in and play. You know, there is a lot of sort of pretentious effete nature to it, but there is also the idea of take care of it. Take care of other people, take care of the course. And it sucks. I was like, nah, well, whatever. You know?
I do. I understand your point, but I still think that you're taking something on the largest scale and distilling it down all the way to you, the weekend duffer. The weekend duffer gets to still go out there. And the texter's right. Like, you still get to work underneath the USGA, if that's what you know, like,
right.
That's where a lot of those rules and etiquettes are set. Screw those guys. Like, for real. I don't want to say it shouldn't affect you. I don't want to invalidate what you're saying. But anytime that you talk about golf, and I'm not talking about when we're talking about tournaments or some guy making a great shot. What you end up talking about is Jason and I were on this awesome course, or your dad still kicks your ass. It's that. And so it can just be that. Golf can be that for you for the rest of your life.
I know, but it's so funny, though. What are we talking about when the three of us are out there? What are we talking about? We always end up talking about what we saw on TV.
Sure, but...
Or we end up saying, man, look, where my ball landed, just think where so-and-so would have hit it another 75 yards past that. Or here I am hitting a 5-iron that for him is a pitching wedge, you know?
So now you guys are talking about something else.
I know. It just, but it's all, it's still there. That's still there. It's just too bad that has to be there. I'll get over it. I'm sure I will.
The thing that I think is amazing, and where I thought you were going with this, I thought that you were going to talk about the lack of competition inside of the LIV Tour and how like upsetting that should be to the guys that stayed inside the PGA, the guys that were working to keep their cards, their tour cards. And knowing that there was a much easier route where they probably could have gotten paid significantly more money. Like, I imagine that there are a lot of feelings of disbelief and betrayal. And like, what the, I'm sure that the WTF text has been going around PGA circles for the last 12 hours of like, really? Like, I've been toiling here and I could have been making money on a tour that doesn't give a damn about the competition. They just needed our faces and our bodies out there, and we get to join the Wing Nuts or whatever dumb team name that they were going to come up with.
Stingers.
The Siths.
Yeah. That should be. You want to go full heel, right?
I think that one of the things that, and again, we're in some cases talking about some of the bigger stuff too, is that we've gotten so used to, it's become so like rote, villains keep winning. And we don't know what to do. Because we are taught a lot of us have, even if we disagree on some of the stuff politically, you know,
that the better angels of our nature triumph.
Yeah.
Even though they don't.
But villains keep winning. And this is a major victory for villainy today. And you had kind of gotten used to the type of villain that the PGA is or corporate sports is in general. But to see what happens when we continue to allow villainy to win is disheartening. So I get it, but you should still go out and play golf because those are some of your favorite times. So don't let these bums mess up some of your favorite stuff.
That is good advice, and I'll do my best to heed it. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.